One, two, one, two, three. If anyone can hear me, this message is for you. My name is Alex Denny, and I hope you're coming through. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. Until it's safe to call for rescue, here I will reside. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals, and I'm just so happy to be speaking to whoever might be listening out over the airwaves. What's going on, everybody? You can't respond. Actually, no, you can respond maybe if you want to, but most of you probably won't if anyone is listening. Usually it's only one person who gets through per broadcast. I've never had multiple people.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm Alex Denny. Who am I speaking to?
Holy. Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
There's a person.
I'm a person.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Yes. How am I coming through for you?
I just built a treehouse, and I connected my tin can to a string, and I didn't think it was actually going to work.
I'm coming in through your
treehouse.
Can and string?
Yeah.
That's so cool. You know what? I'm here on an island of talking animals, and until recently, well, I guess we still have it hooked up. We just don't need to use it as often. But we communicate through a system of cans and strings between our residences too. So it's like,
oh my God.
It's like we're connected in that way.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
I'm in Los Feliz, California. Where are you?
I'm on the island, which is where all the talking animals live.
Oh, island.
Out That's somewhere really cool. Probably in the mid-Pacific, but it's unclear. I got shipwrecked here when I tried to sail myself from Hawaii to Los Angeles.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, I should have flown.
Yeah, that's probably a better... But you know what? The island life sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than being right here now.
Yeah.
The global pandemic
still going on?
Yeah, it's still going. Still going.
Sorry to hear that. We had a little bit of an outbreak of island fever here a little while ago. Happily that we've gotten through that. So I'm, every week I get someone new and they're like, yep, pandemic's still happening. So.
Oh man, I'm glad you guys are over yours.
Yeah, I hope you guys get over yours soon. How are you doing? How are you getting through it? All right.
You know, the LA mayor just said that we're on lockdown for 3 more months. And the initial thought was like, oh man. But then after thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to just utilize this time to just do things that I really enjoy doing.
Yeah. Like what kind of stuff do you really enjoy doing that you've been wanting to do?
I really like hiking, and I'm starting to paint more.
Ooh.
And just like writing.
That's
I don't
great.
Know. I feel like, ever since I built this treehouse, I just want to be in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I've been watching The Last Dance. It's a Michael Jordan docuseries.
Oh, they made a docuseries on Michael Jordan.
They made a oh my gosh, it is amazing. It's so good.
Oh, well, good to hear it. I'll put it on my list of things to watch when I finally get off of this island.
Oh, you can't watch it?
No, we
from
don't.
The island?
No, we don't have much by way of technology here. So sometimes stuff washes up on shore, but yeah, I'll have to wait to watch The Last Dance.
Yeah, you should. Oh, I'm Mel, by the way.
Oh, hi, Mel. Yeah, did we not formally introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
I'm Alex Denny. I think I might have said it, but just to
hey,
say
Alex.
It again. I just love saying my own name. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff do you like to paint, Mel?
Sunsets. And honestly, I used to paint a lot when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I would do all these different Van Gogh paintings. They obviously didn't look like Van Gogh paintings, but...
but like that was the style you were trying to imitate?
Emulate.
Emulate?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like and emulate I better than imitate. I don't know. That just emulate. Sounds like a better
I
word.
Emulated it.
I used to emulate stuff on my computer when I was growing up. Like I would play the like Japanese version of Pokemon Silver and Gold before it released in America. You ever
Are
do
you
anything
serious?
Like that?
Oh, that's sick. Well, I used to love Pokemon so much. Bulbasaur yeah. and Charizard.
I realize now I kind of live in a world not too dissimilar. I mean, I don't make the animals fight for sport, but you know, I do live in kind of a magical adventure land of talking animals. In fact, they talk more than Pokemon. That's actually, I guess it's closer to Digimon out here because they can really talk.
Alex, don't say anything. Oh. We're being listened to right now.
Do you mean?
I think she's back.
Oh. Who? You mean her?
I mean her. The thing is she's been underground for a very long time. And I just don't want you to say anything incriminating.
Okay. I'm going to really... Mel, this probably applies to you too.
Okay.
You don't want
to
say anything.
Are you talking to another human?
Yes, this is Mel.
Hi.
Hi, Mel. I'm a tiger. Alex, do you remember the last time she was here and she uncovered the fact that you had stolen all the sugar from the ants?
Well, now you just said it again, and I wasn't stealing. I was borrowing it to bake a cake. I was gonna...
Likely story.
I was gonna give them more sugar back later.
Listen, I know how much you value your time over this conversation, but I don't think it's smart for you to be on any airwaves whatsoever right now.
Look, I've been doing this broadcast for the past almost 8 years now, every week, and I'm not going to miss a week now just because...
Hey, friends!
Oh, hi!
Your door was open, Alex.
Well, why don't you just come on in?
What's going on here? You got your radio going?
Yeah, just doing my regular weekly emergency broadcast.
Oh, that's great. I got a message I'd like to send out about the Great Spirit.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could have like a minute of airtime.
Well, I'm going to need more than a minute to explain the Great Spirit to all the animals here and anyone else that might be listening.
Don't upset her, Alex. Hi, Jackie. It's so nice to see you.
Mel and everyone who might be listening, this is Jackie Jones. She's a mole.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Mel.
Mel, do you know about the Great Spirit?
I don't, actually.
Well, if you come with me to my underground temple, I can teach you all about the Great Spirit at the animal's temple.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'm, like, really far away.
You could say, Jackie, that she's here in spirit.
Yeah, well, I'm there in spirit.
I can maybe use this. If you listen to my ministries, perhaps we could work together and build a global spirituality.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, well, you see, the Great Spirit, once we all accept the Great Spirit, we will all be equals, you see. I just need you to send me some money and promise me that you will dedicate your soul to the Great Spirit.
Listen, Jackie, you know, ever since you were here last, we have done our best to spread the great word of the Spirit for fear of the Spirit's wrath, like that you have described, that the all-knowing Spirit that sees everything. But we're still not sold. I think Mel is going to need a little bit more cajoling, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, where's the money going to exactly?
That's a great question, and I will answer all of this in due time. Let me first tell you about a story of my grandma. She couldn't walk, okay? She was just stuck in a tunnel. And then she accepted the Great Spirit and her legs came alive. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen for Alex. Grandma Mole, Grandma Jones.
Alex, I think you're getting it. I think you need to come to the temple.
Oh.
I think you'd make a great member.
Well, I just worry that I can't fit in those tiny mole tunnels, you know?
Well, if we get more members, we get a congregation, we can build bigger tunnels. We can have a global tunnel system. It's what the Spirit wants. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Where do you buy amens, you know?
What?
Where can you buy amens, you know, so that you can get one, you know? I'm sorry. I should never joke about your, I'm sorry.
The Great Spirit.
Whoa.
Looking after you, Puma.
Listen, Jackie, I've never been intimidated by anyone in my life, but I'm frightened.
She's waving her mole hand in Puma's general direction. And
normally a mole would be my prey animal, but now I'm the prey animal. You know
Puma's
what I mean?
Just kind of up in the corner.
R-A-Y.
Are you guys safe, Alex, Puma?
We're all safe attention. Under the Great Spirit, Mel.
You know what? It would probably be in the best interest of the Great Spirit to redirect our conversation towards Mel, wouldn't you say, to know more about potential congregational members, Jackie?
That's such a great idea, Puma. Yeah, okay. Right? You agree, okay. Jackie. So what else? What did you do before the pandemic came?
I act.
You act?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's actually one of the things that is really keeping me through quarantine right now. I'm taking this online night class over video, like online video. And it's, initially I was like, ooh, this is different. But I mean, obviously, because we're not human to human, but there is something about keeping the craft and having that connection to someone over Zoom. And for me, I'm kind of like, oh, well, I guess this is if I were to do a screen test over Zoom.
What is this Zoom? This sounds blasphemous.
It's kind of fun. It's cool. You get to see
what
people.
What is it?
Oh, it's like a video camera, and then you can see other people and they can see you.
Mm-hmm. So you're describing a mole.
Like a technological mole.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I can use this for my ministry.
Oh no, you've given her ideas.
Uh-oh.
Mel, is your information protected? Are you, do people know everything about you because you're Zooming?
No, just the people in the Zoom meeting can see me.
Okay. I think this might solve some of the tunnel problem and create a larger ministry. How do we get the Zoom?
Oh, might be pretty hard, Jackie, because, you know, we don't have a lot of technology on the island.
Yeah, I think you need internet. Do you guys have internet?
Oh, no internet. I guess Jackie won't be able to Zoom. The message about the Great Spirit, what a shame.
This is very disappointing.
Yeah, just a real too bad that you're not going to be able to spread that message around.
Now Mel knows part of the message, so she can help spread the Great Spirit globally. I'm thinking globally, guys.
I'll think about it. I'll definitely take some time.
Look, I brought some Kool-Aid with me.
Oh, see, that's what I was about to ask about, because, Jackie, we heard about the last congregation that drank your Kool-Aid.
That was not my Kool-Aid.
Oh, it wasn't your Kool-Aid, Jackie?
That was the Great Spirit's Kool-Aid. If it led to those devastating, tragic ending, it was because it was a Great Spirit's time of taking those souls.
It just is questionable.
What happened,
Jackie,
guys?
That you didn't drink it also. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it looks, I'm sorry for saying anything. I'm sorry.
The voice of the Great Spirit told me to not drink it. So I follow the Great Spirit.
Right.
But I heard that like everyone was like, Jackie, you're going to definitely drink this Kool-Aid too, right? And you were like, yes, I'm totally drinking this Kool-Aid.
That's because the Great Spirit first told me, yes, Jackie, please drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid with your congregation, Jackie. And then the Great Spirit very last minute said, wait, don't do that. I still have more for you. That was a test, like Abraham. And
so what happened
the goat.
To the spirits of all of our former friends that are deceased?
So you sacrifice them?
There is no sacrifice too large for the Great Spirit.
You know, I think we're tiptoeing around this issue a little too lightly.
You're right.
Jackie, you are an intimidating and strong force to be reckoned with, and one who I would not share or air my dirty laundry with lightly. But
she wears
really
mirrored
think
sunglasses. You can't see into her eyes.
Hey, I'm a mole. The light hurts my eyes, okay? Very insensitive.
No, I'm not judging you. Alex is insensitive. He has no, you know what I mean? Alex is the one with the problem here. But I just... Aren't you lonely, Jackie?
I am. That's why I'm looking for members.
why not just attempt friendship or join us at the watering hole or just try and like listen as opposed to talk so much? You know, this whole day is supposed to be about Mel and we've done nothing but talk over her. What an excellent listener. Can I be your friend, Mel?
Yeah, of course.
Right? That's how it works. Jackie, you don't need to force people into believing something that isn't true. I could be your friend, for God's sake.
Are you saying the Great Spirit is not true?
I'm just saying we're all different, and maybe we all don't believe the same thing, but we can still get along.
Well, we can get along. I do think that everyone deserves all the same treatment of good things, good equality things. We need better schools, better old animal facilities. Alex, I am anticipating, what are you, turning 40 this year? That's old.
I'm 32.
Yeah, same thing. What I'm trying to say is that if we all come together under the Great Spirit, it can work for you, it can work for you, and Mel, wherever you're at, it can work for you. I'm just saying, this could work for all of us.
Admittedly, some of your platform there, I agreed with. But I gotta say, I've been in a cult before, and I'm just really not looking to get into another one,
you know? Whoa, no one said the C word here. That's not at all what I'm saying. This is just a group thing that we all come together as a group and live and work together. Mel, I'm sure you get it. You're an actor. You work with other actors. Isn't that a group communal thing?
Yeah, I think this is a little bit different what you're talking about, though.
Because actors are selfish, and we're trying to breed that out of this group to be more caring and considerate of each other.
Yeah, another good-sounding thing, I just feel like... Can't we do that?
Just have some Kool-Aid. Just have a sip of Kool-Aid, Alex.
Oh, I'm not thirsty right now. I appreciate you brought you just dragged a whole pitcher of Kool-Aid with you.
It was hard.
And there's very little amount of dirt in it. It's very surprising.
Yeah, it looks like great Kool-Aid, but I'm just not thirsty.
I'll just leave it here, and when you feel thirsty...
You know, it's probably better you leave it here. Yeah, leave it here. You know, I want all this Kool-Aid for myself.
I got more at the compound.
Oh, you have more. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, Jackie. I'm worried, Jackie. I'm worried. I'm not into sacrifices. And I'm not into, I'm not into killing people with Kool-Aid. I'm not into it. That might just be me.
If you're going to work for something, you're going to have to sacrifice. I'm sure Mel here understands that. She lives in Los Angeles with all those famous actors. I'm sure you've sacrificed a lot. You understand, right, Mel?
You know, I'm finding like we're being really combative because we're talking about religion, you know? Like, I wonder maybe we could find some common ground talking about something else. Like, Jackie, what do you like to do in your spare time when you're not running your organization?
Well, I like to make tunnels and more Kool-Aid.
You just really love Kool-Aid. What is it about Kool-Aid that you love so much?
Well, since it's washed up here on the island, I just really can't get enough of it. That's why I was upset about you taking the sugar.
Now I understand, you know, that like I was just going to bake a cake, but then I guess that didn't leave enough extra sugar for your Kool-Aid. I'm sorry.
Is sugar really hard to find? Is sugar really hard to find on the island?
It's a process to have you ever tried to make your own sugar?
No.
Well, I have lots of thumbs. So, I mean, sure, I probably make sugar a little bit faster than most, but it's still a process, okay? You gotta dry stuff out. You gotta chop stuff up. You gotta get some rocks and bang it. You know, it's a whole thing.
Wow.
We're not an industrialized society where you can just go to the store and always be able to get exactly what you want anytime, you know?
What is a store?
I think we're glossing
like the market.
Over
the,
oh, sure, yeah.
I think we're glossing over the real core of the issue here, if you all. I no one judges each other for their belief system. In fact, I have an internalized belief that equality should be a thing. I might be crazy, but that's just how I feel. But
you know, Puma, if you joined us, we believe in childcare. I know you've got litters and litters just taking over the island. We can help take care of them. Just come
now you're just manipulating me, Jackie. Jackie, really what we're talking about here You're upset that Alex didn't say he was sorry. You used to be normal. You used to have friends, Jackie. We used to go to school together, Jackie. You don't remember that?
I remember. I remember the funerals I would hold for animals when they would drown, and all the school kids would show up, and I would do my sermons, even as a young lass. But here we are now as adults, and I've really found my calling with the Great Spirit.
Are you sure it just wasn't because you were upset that Alex didn't say he was sorry and we didn't value your time and effort and contributions to the island?
Yeah, Jackie, it's a safe space. Talk about it.
I know that once Alex has the Great Spirit, he will be able to see things more clearly.
Who are you without the Great Spirit?
Exactly. I am nothing. I am dust in the wind without the Great Spirit, you see. The Great Spirit makes all of us powerful. The Great Spirit makes us into gods. The Great Spirit will help us accomplish our greatest goals and wishes and can do nothing except for make your life better.
Are you happy?
Of course I'm doing the Great Spirit's work. How can that not generate happiness? I mean, oh boy. I think I need a moment. Happiness, that's not, that's not the goal, right? I mean, if you feel happy, that's great, good for you, but in order to achieve fulfillment, we need to do these social programs, and we're only going to be able to do them by drinking Kool-Aid and following the Great Spirit, okay?
You know what, Jackie? I feel like you've got some really great ideas. Like, other than the killing people with Kool-Aid bit, like, everything else you're throwing out is great.
That's it in the sun. I can't help it. The bacteria is going to grow in that.
Well, I just feel like, you know, you could really help people here on the island if you, like, just got rid of that killing them with Kool-Aid bit and just stuck to the other stuff. Like, maybe you could, you know, join like island council, like run for island council or something, and just don't run on a platform of everyone should drink poison Kool-Aid, but like run on the platform of that other stuff, like childcare and equality and other things like that.
Okay, I kind of like where your mind's at, because if I'm a political figure, I think that could help grow and I can get the message out more. So I like.
Alex.
Thinking maybe you could be my campaign manager. I wouldn't have to have you accept the Great Spirit to be within my organization.
We're just going in circles here.
We are. I feel like we're not going to agree on this part.
We're going to disagree.
We're going to agree to disagree that people should die from Kool-Aid poisoning.
You know what? Screw it. Jackie, give me a cup.
You got it, pal.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure about that, Puma?
If I want her to listen to reason, then I've got to give her an olive branch. And you know, if this kills me, I have plenty of offspring to outlive me. Just tell Egon. Never mind.
Wait, what do you want
to... Oh, God, it's so tart.
That's because Alex has all the sugar.
Oh, God.
What does it taste like?
Are you?
Heart.
Are you? How do you feel?
Fine.
Wait, you're.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, it sounds like you're grossed out, but you're not dying.
Not dying. Just a lot of umami.
The Great Spirit wants you to live, Puma. Live in greatness.
Well, hold on. I have some of that sugar left over from. You want a spoonful of sugar? Help that medicine go down.
Wait, I thought you didn't give the sugar to Jackie when she said she wanted it. You held on to the sugar, Alex. Oh my God! What a god awful male you are, Jackie. I understand.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. No wonder she went crazy, Alex.
Oh no. I guess I just forgot about it.
Wow. What sort of neighborly Island Neighbor Act is that, Alex?
Yeah, I see.
Now, I think I hope
you
learned something.
I see you still have a Puma swing. Would that been here for what, weeks now?
Well, she gave it to me. We traded. We traded. I gave her my banana hammock, and she gave me her swing.
I feel like you're just not remembering returning anything to anyone.
No, look, I'm sorry. I think I might have a little bit of a problem. I think I might have a little bit of a sugar problem.
Do you want to talk about it?
I didn't forget to give Jackie the sugar. I remembered I had the sugar. I just wanted the sugar all to myself. And I said there wasn't any left when there was.
What do you need it for?
You know, sometimes like it's not even needing it. You just want it for yourself. And I let myself be like, I want all this sugar.
That's right. Let it out. Share it all. Share.
Kind of like and that's how people why, hoarded toilet paper. Or
yeah.
Antibiotics.
Yeah. I think that was part of what it was. It was like things were starting to shut down with island fever. And then I was like, what if I can't get any sugar? And yeah. So I stockpiled more sugar than I needed. And because of that, Jackie became a crazy cult leader. No offense, Jackie.
None taken. Although I don't like the C word.
She became a kooky cult leader.
The other C word. The cult.
Okay.
Not a cult leader. It's a free will leader. Free will leader. My campaign, Free Will Leader 2020.
Oh, now she's still running for office.
This was your idea.
Okay. now that you're not poisoning people, maybe running for office is fine. Just because you believe in a higher power doesn't mean you can't be a politician.
Jackie, I'll be your campaign manager.
Thank you. Puma, I'm going to make sure that you are taken care of.
I know. I take care of myself and I'll take care of you.
Alex, why don't you share some of your sugar?
I was just about to get to that. Look, that's why
I'm a little too late.
But no, I wanna give it.
Yeah, like an olive branch.
We can put it in the rest of the Kool-Aid. I'll drink some of the Kool-Aid.
I like where this is headed, gang.
So yeah, you guys gotta stick together. You're on the island, right?
Pour a little bit of that sugar in the Kool-Aid. Here you go, Puma. If put what's left in your cup, mix a little in there for you. Mel, sorry I can't offer you any, but you know, radio.
It's all right. Drink two cups. One for me, too.
Oh, you got Kool-Aid there. Oh, no. Oh, you mean I should drink two cups?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Drink two cups.
I feel like I owe it to Jackie. Well, here we go. Bottoms up. Cheers.
No, not as good. Not as good.
What, then the tart version?
Yep, I prefer it.
Oh, interesting. Well, I thought this was the best Kool-Aid I've ever tasted.
Well, that's you and this is us.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not a part of the campaign.
No, you can be part of it. I like where this is headed. I think it's only a matter of time before you start seeing the Great Spirit, but maybe spending more time with me and Puma, you'll be able to be awakened.
Never say never. I'm open-minded.
You can be an honorary member of the Animals Temple.
Thank you.
Oh, is that your platform? Animals Temple?
That's the name of my church.
Oh, wow.
We do not discriminate based on species, sex, creed, anything, as long as you just accept the Great Spirit and equality.
I like equality.
Yeah. Again, I'm more behind this now that people aren't dying from Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you just have one accident from letting it sit in the sun.
Oh, well, see, that was just an accident then. We all thought that was intentional.
Look, I didn't drink mine. Sure. So I can see why that looked
That was kind of a sneaky coincidence. Or it seemed like it. But now I see it was just an accident. And accidents happen. Sometimes they result in the death of a congregation.
And that happens. You know,
it happens.
I'm getting over it. It's still a rough spot for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. Again, back to Am I Happy? You know, you watch 23 different animals die in front of you at once, okay? Okay, no, tell me about
that. Must have been hard if you didn't mean for it to happen.
That's right.
Well, I want you to know, Jackie, that we're your friends. We're here for you anytime you need to talk about it. To have a glass of Kool-Aid.
Thanks, guy. You know, I Couldn't be more lucky.
Well, looks like that battery's getting low. Mel, it's been really great having you here.
Yeah, this has been really awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to point anybody towards social media or anything like that if they wanted to check out your work?
Yeah, of course. I am on Instagram at Melanie Ann Padernal, MelanieAnnePadernal. It's long.
Awesome.
That's also my website.
Awesome. It's
MelanieAnnPadernal.com.
Well, check out Melanie, and I'll play us out.
Okay, I'm going to go work on my treehouse. See ya.
Bye, Melanie.
Bye.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Amen. Hey everybody, LA Alex here. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can follow us and reach out to us on social media at Island Life Pod. If you'd like to help support the show, you can become a patron at If you'd like to help support the show, you can become a patron at patreon.com/islandlifepod. And it would help us out a lot if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. And now for the credits. Mel Padernal can be seen opposite Mae Whitman of Good Girls and Jim Rash of Community in the feature film Bernard and Huey, now on Amazon Prime. She's popping up in Quibi ads opposite of Game of Thrones Sophie Turner on Instagram, YouTube, and TV. She's part of the Filipino AF comedy showcast, who just had a show on Saturday 5/23 at 7:30 p.m. on the Filipino AF YouTube channel. Got some quarantine home workouts on her Instagram at Melanie Ann Padernal, and her website is MelanieAnnPadernal.com. Jackie Jones was played by Bridget Flaherty, who is a writer and improviser who began her comedy career in Chicago at the Annoyance Theater and the Second City. She has since performed improv as a member of the National Lampoon Lemmings, sketch in the Ska-ga-ga-ga-ga. She has since performed improv as a member of the National Lampoon Lemmings, sketch in the Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival, and stand-up in the Chicago Women's Funny Festival and the LA Scripted Comedy Festival. She has also been a house player at Second City Hollywood. You can find her on Instagram and Twitter at Bridget_Suckett. Scrolling down a little bit, Puma the Tigris was played by Jessica Lynn Verdi, who is an actor, improviser, and voiceover artist. She's currently the voice of Best Buy, 1/7 of Ripley Improv, a guest on Easy Allies, and formerly of Hyper RPG on Twitch. You can find her on Twitter at Jessica Verdi and on Instagram at Jessica Lynn Verdi. I'm Alex Denny. You can see my acting and music work at youtube.com/thealexdenny and /dennyinstereo respectively, and my website is alexdenny.com. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. That's it for the credits. Until next time, thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life. And now I'm going to circle back around and do the first part again, because I sounded like I was sleepwalking.